Tamam. Okay.
All right, hello and welcome to the Saltcast. My name is Ryan Johnson, and once again, I've got Jason Parr, Danny Wright, and Paul Johnson on with me today. Welcome, guys.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Haha.
Hello. It's always good to see you guys on a Thursday morning.
Howdy.
Every week.
As we say down in Texas.
it's interesting to see contrast of weather. And now that I can see through Paul's window, and where I am, we got cloudy, pouring rain. Paul's nice and sunny.
But, St. George, it's what are they saying? It's like 360 days of sun or something. Absurd, I'm sure. But we had a rainstorm come through last night. It was awesome.
Oh.
But yeah, no. Clouds are gone. The sun is out. It's a nice 90 degrees.
But to kind of get into our show today, I was reading, this is from the information given to us by the U.S. Department of Commerce figures, and in 2020, e-commerce grew by 44%.
Wow.
And then by the first quarter of 2021, it had already grown 39% from 2020. And here we are over halfway through 2021. And so my guess is only increasing. And one question that we get a lot, and is frankly our most popular episode on our podcast, and this podcast was created back in 2018. Our first episode was in February 2018, and this episode aired June of 2018. But this was simply titled Drop Shipping. And I don't think we need... the people visiting this podcast, listening to this podcast, aren't looking for what is drop shipping. But they're looking more into what are my sales tax responsibilities around drop shipping. And I think I'll kind of give an overview of what drop shipping is, so you guys don't have to get into that, because I think because drop shipping does get complicated and there are some nuances to it that I want you guys to get on and discuss. But drop shipping really has three parties involved, and that is, the end consumer, the distributor, or the person that owns the website and is selling the product. And then there's the manufacturer, one that, makes the product and then ships the product in most cases. But that's kind of a high-level overview of what drop shipping is. But I just wanted to get you guys' take on it and your experiences that you've had with your discussions that you've had with people.
Well, talk about a bad weather condition. You're talking about rain. In Idaho, we've had a lot of rain in Texas, rainstorm in St. George, where it's always bright and sunny. And you might be running along bright and sunny with your sales tax responsibilities, and then you run into drop shipments. And drop shipments just add a lot of complexity. But based on what you just shared and based on what we know, I like to simplify every transaction. I think it does bring confidence and peace of mind when you simplify the situation. So we're always talking about the big three questions for figuring out what your tax responsibility is. Do I have Nexus? Is what I sell taxable? And then how do I sell my item? Do I sell it on a marketplace? Do I sell it through my own website, brick and mortar, etc.? Those are the three primary questions to figure out what your sales tax responsibility might be in any given state. And so when it comes to drop shipments, same thing. You start with Nexus. Do I have Nexus? Except in this situation, you're looking at two transactions instead of one transaction. Most of us understand what a resale transaction is. I buy some inventory or products. I might add to those things and then sell them to somebody else. But obviously, when I purchase something for resale, I don't have to pay tax. I'm selling it to somebody else, and I collect the tax if it's taxable in a state where I have Nexus. So It can seem complex, but now we're just talking about two transactions. So there's a transaction between the distributor or the supplier to the seller, right? They're buying something from the distributor or supplier, but they're not taking title to it. And then there's a transaction between the seller and their customer. And so the distributor or seller is going to be invoicing the seller, and the seller is going to be invoicing the customer. And so when that happens and they're each in different states, you have to start with Nexus. If the distributor is selling something to the seller, does he have Nexus in the state where that item is going to? Yes or no? A determination can be made there. The seller selling to the customer has to determine whether they have Nexus in the state where they're selling to their customer to determine what their responsibility is. So getting away from the answers to those questions, those are the initial questions that you have to ask. And the complexity that's added into drop shipments is depending on Nexus, depending on taxability, tax. This is a universal policy of sales tax. I'm about to give you the mystery. Sales tax is always, always, when you're selling a product, based on where it's shipped. So we have a lot of questions. Is it the bill to? Is it where the seller's located? Is it the ship to? Is it where the customer's located? Always, always, always. Sales tax, tangible property, ship to. If you remember that, you'll save yourself a lot of frustration trying to figure out where the tax should be collected. But again, because I've said a lot, which doesn't offer simplicity, let me just say, you start with Nexus and recognize it's two transactions and determine the responsibility between the parties in those two transactions.
I think one of the key points of determining Nexus, one of the more common questions we get anyway when it comes to determining Nexus is, I'm the distributor, I'm the seller. You know, somebody comes to my website and they want to buy a pair of shoes I'm selling. Well, I actually get those from a manufacturer, and I have that manufacturer who's making my shoes ship them directly to the customer. So one of the more common questions we get is, does that manufacturer establish Nexus for me as a distributor? And in general, the answer is no. But now with economic Nexus and the new legislation that passed there, you have to also keep in mind that physical presence isn't just it, as we've talked about on many podcasts before. You'll want to take into consideration, again, as Jason said, where the product is shipped to, what your total sales volume or number of transactions are into that state to determine if you've had Nexus. Again, you're the distributor making a sale to a customer, and that is the transaction that should be taxed, or an exemption or resale certificate should be obtained on that transaction.
So a drop shipment situation, thank you for that, Paul. A drop shipment situation, everyone asks the same question. It's obvious that it's resale. So what's the complexity? What's the deal? I just file a resale certificate, and if I believe par that it's based on the ship to, then I just collect tax in the state where the item is shipped if I have Nexus in that state and a responsibility to collect the tax. Well, therein lies the problem. Yes, everybody knows it's a resale transaction, but it's not a traditional resale transaction because you don't take title of or possession of the property. It's something that's sent to your customer and in a dropship situation. And so it's not so easy to say, I'll just provide them a resale certificate. Because you have to determine, do I provide them a resale certificate for the state where I reside? Where the bill to address is? Do I provide them a resale certificate for the state where the distributor is located, who's going to be shipping the items? Or do I provide a resale certificate in the state where my customer resides? What certificate do I give to the supplier to ensure that they don't charge me tax, because they should be charging me tax based on where it's shipped, which is where my customer is located? Well, kind of the third point when it comes to drop shipments, and this is where the complexity really comes in, is not every state is alike. not every state treats the drop ship transactions the same way. They treat them the same way in this sense. They want the revenue for the item that came into their state, right? But who's responsible for collecting that tax, and how does the tax get into the coffers of the state? And that's where you get into a little bit of a dilemma, because some states would allow you, if you do not have nexus in your customer state, but the supplier does, and you're shipping into a state that does not allow you to utilize their resale certificate or their provisions, unless you're registered there, the supplier may be required to collect tax from you. And that's when you say, wait a minute, I shouldn't be charged tax. This is a resale transaction. Well, I agree. But if there's one thing we've learned about sales tax, is you collect the tax on a taxable sale, or you collect a certificate in lieu of the tax. But you don't just say, I agree, it's resale, and not collect tax, because the state will look at the transaction and they will say you should have either collected tax or a certificate. Well, if I don't have a certificate available to me based on the laws of a particular state, then I could be stuck paying the tax. So I need to figure out what the rules are from state to state. And we provide charts and other resources that you can look at to try to figure out this transaction. But you're always looking at two sellers, two transactions, the nexus and tax responsibility of those sellers. One seller is the ultimate seller to the customer. The other one is a supplier, distributor, manufacturer who's shipping to that customer of the primary seller. So I know I'm not giving answers here, but it is important when you're setting up these types of transactions and these types of sales to recognize that if you want to take advantage of tax savings through the resale provisions that are available, then you need to begin to understand what your responsibility might be from state to state where you have customers but have not yet established nexus and aren't required to register yet.
Yeah, to our listeners, drop shipments are complex, as you may know, and as Jason talks about, you know, it differing from state to state. It's so true, because the terms of the drop shipment also make it complex. Well, who took ownership when, and who arranged for the shipment, or how was it delivered? I mean, there are many implications or many different factors that really affect the drop shipment to be able to just generalize it. But we know that it's a very common issue, and we know that it is complex. And when you drop ship from Utah to Colorado, it's going to be different than if you drop ship from Colorado to Utah because of the different state legislation. Also, it's going to matter what exemption certificate you obtain from your customer or from the manufacturer. Potentially, again, just based off of the transaction and how it takes place. So it is very complex, and it does differ state by state. And I think it'd be very worthwhile just to jump on a quick and easy What's Next call so that we can walk through it with you in your specific scenario. You'll gain so much more peace of mind and comfort in just walking through the situation and scenario, the transaction specifically, in a quick 15-20 minute call with us, than stewing over it for the next few days, months, trying to do your own research, trying to reach out to different online sellers or to your colleagues, peers. Just jump on a quick call with an expert, and we'll help you walk through it.
One of the things that comes up a lot in our What's Next calls would be the difference between, you know, what we've discussed here and the laws in the states, and, you know, even oversimplifying it and say, you know, this is how it works, right? Where does the manufacturer have nexus? Where do you have nexus? Resale certificates, right, are a big part of that, of whether or not you as a distributor or retailer pay tax or not when you order the product from the manufacturer. One of the things to understand is first of all, there's benefits to working with larger manufacturers, right? The larger vendors like Walmart and Amazon, Home Depot, and then a lot of these big print-on-demand suppliers like Printful or Printify, mainly because they have a handle on it, you know, better than most because they have to, right? They're talking about huge volume, huge dollars. They have the team in place to, you know, make sure that their system is correct, right? And that they are requiring the correct certificates from you as a retailer or a distributor of their products. But also, just because, you know, there's this, say the laws are a certain way and that, you know, there's specific, you could say, compliance processes that could be followed, it doesn't necessarily mean that those manufacturers are going to allow you to give them a certificate, or say if you don't want to register, like Parr mentioned, in a state that requires you to register to have a valid resale certificate, maybe you don't want to go through that administrative burden, and you say to the manufacturer, I'll just pay tax when you ship products for me. Some of them will not let you, right? So to some extent, you're at the mercy of the supplier or the manufacturer and whatever systems or processes they have in place. Really, on the other side of the spectrum, what I've seen as well is there's smaller manufacturers that actually don't have a good handle on the compliance and exactly how it should be handled. So they may just say, you know, give me your home state certificate and I'll ship all over the country for you. And, you know, that's on them, right? I mean, I'd say you as a distributor, there's actually an advantage there because you just say, okay, I don't have to pay you tax anywhere. And, but, you know, there can be major pitfalls for you as well, right? If you're involved in that transaction and, you know, the tax is not being collected properly. So just a key there to understand that there's a difference between what's correct and say perfect compliance in each of these states and what your distributors what the manufacturer or suppliers, you know, may be requiring of you. So again, just, it can get very complex very quickly. But what will certainly simplify it, to Paul's point, would be getting on a call and discussing your actual situation with your business, with your suppliers or manufacturers that you're working with, and, you know, help you understand exactly what you should be doing or shouldn't be doing.
These are all great points, guys. You know, if after quoting kind of these new statistics and new percentages that are, you know, e-commerce is exploding, and I think it'll just continue to explode. And if drop shipping is like a side hustle you want to get started, or it's something you want to add to your business, I think it's important to talk to us and get that peace of mind to know exactly what you guys need to do next. So thank you guys so much for being on with me today. I really enjoyed this conversation, and we hope to see you guys in another one.
Have a good one, guys.